我们一起同心祷告。
Let's pray。
感谢天父上帝，你自己的爱子来到我们当中，恳求你这时候真理圣善的灵一样在我们当中光照我们，使我们明白认识你自己的爱子，正如你自己所应许的。祷告感谢，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们来看今天的经文，马太福音第一章十八到二十五节。
Let's take a look at the sermon for this morning. The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18 through 25.
有没有另外一章是整段经文的？OK. 并且你来读英文。
Verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about.His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home and his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave the name Jesus.
我们每一年这个时候，就是我们进入到所谓的这个降临节 event.
At this time of the year, we are entering into a season, the event.
然后一直到复活节。
All the way through Easter.
那在这一段期间呢，我们每一年都会用一本福音书来看主耶稣的一生。
So throughout this period from the Advent through the Easter, we typically use one of the book of gospel to look at the life of Jesus.
我们看的是整个耶稣的一生。
We look at the entire life of Jesus.
虽然说我们没有办法真的看得这么细。
Even though we actually couldn't see his life in very much detail.
因为这个整个叫福音。
Because this gospel.
我接着下来会一直跟大家纠正一些想法。
I think from here on, I'll try to rectify or help to shape some understanding or thinking.
一般上我们认为福音就是说有一个替我们死在十字架的耶稣替我们赎罪，然后我们信了之后呢，我们就上天堂不会下地狱。
I think the common conception of the gospel is someone who has died for our sin, atoned for our sin, resurrected, and then we're saved.
这样的一个内容，或者是约翰福音三章十六节，我们说这个叫福音。
Is this so-called gospel, or as described in John 3:16?
当然，这个是福音。
So certainly this is gospel.
除了刚才那个去天堂不下地狱这个需要纠正之外，当然那一节也叫做福音。
Other than the part about the hell and the heaven, that part needs to be rectified. The rest is certainly part of the gospel.
但是其实福音是比这个内容更大的。
But the gospel itself is certainly bigger than just what we have talked about.
如果简单来讲。
Put it simplistically,
凡是从上帝而来的，所说的关于我们的事情的，跟他的事的，这整个叫福音。
I think put it more generally, anything that's come from God that concerns Him and concerns us, we can call it the gospel.
为什么会这样讲呢
？Why do I say so?
因为如果没有这部分的话
，Because if it doesn't actually include this part of it,
就是说上帝没来跟我们讲
，and that God actually did not come to speak to us.
上帝也不想跟我们讲。
And God did not, or was not willing to speak to us.
也不想来找我们。
Was not willing to find us.
他也不想呢，把他自己呢介绍给我们。
And did not want to introduce himself to us.
你看，就只有我们。
And it's just us.
然后就只有我们自己的想法，只有我们自己认为应该这样活着。我们是谁？我们是怎么样
？It's just our own conception of who we are and how we live.
我们知道说，我们今天，我们当我们这样自我中心的时候。
So we know that today is when we are somewhat self-centered.
我们还看不到我们的出路是什么。
We actually cannot see what our exits are.
而我们看到我们过去我们所做的都是一直在毁坏毁灭。
actually what we have done in the past,
都是在毁坏毁灭。
We tend to focus on destroying and destruction.
是一种很负面的情形。
And it's actually something that's very negative.
那么这个叫做祸因 disaster.
Something is called the disaster.
它是突然间，不是突然间，上帝来告诉我们说，事情可以不用这样的，可以另外有一种情况的。
And then God comes to us and tells us this is not the only way out. There's another way that we could do.
就从他开始。
And it starts from him.
那么世界是怎么样的？
And how is the world?
这个就叫福音。
And this is what it means by gospel.
所以这整个全部有关的东西都叫福音。
And anything that concerns this can be called the gospel.
因为每一次我们去听上帝的事情的时候，
So whenever we listen to things regarding God,
你一定看到希望。
You always see hope.
你一定看到正的。Right.
Oh, you see what's right.
你一定看到次序。
You always see order.
那你一定看到说，哎，是更好，再更好。
And you see something that actually keeps getting better and better.
创世纪第一章就是这样的。
So it's certainly from the book of Genesis chapter 1.
所以这个上帝就是要把这样的一个情形告诉我们说，我们是应该本来应该是这样子的。
And this is what God is trying to tell us. This is how we should have been from the beginning.
这个就是福音。
And this is the gospel.
这真的是我们的福音。
And this is our gospel.
所以呢，它福音呢是就是上帝的事情，所有的整个事情。
And this is so the gospel is about all about everything about God.
所以其实每一次我们在这里分享主的话的时候
，So whenever we actually share the word of God here，
我们就是在宣告一位这样的上帝，然后对人来说，怎么样说是一个好事。
And this is when we proclaim that he is God and what is meant by a good deed.
所以每一次其实我们都是再一次跟福音的接触。
And it's only we are interacting or coming into contact with the gospel.
那么在这个圣诞佳节的期间，
And during this Christmas season,
当然主耶稣的是更是福音。
And certainly Christ is a blessing.
但是他是福音是因为他要把整个上帝本来要做的事情呢，把它圆满的做完了。
And what Christ is trying to do is to accomplish what God had intended to be accomplished from the beginning.
所以为什么说他是福音？
And that's why I said, why is he the gospel?
那么我们不管我们信的还是还没有信的，
And whether we are believers or non-believers,
信的我们多想一点，我们多更深入的多去感受一点。
For the believers, we think and reflect on it a bit more.
还没有信的，我相信你第一次听的时候说，哈，什么来的？
And for the non-believers, I'm sure you would think, what exactly is he talking about?
我相信我们每一次到一个很陌生，我们完全很难没有想过的，我们去那边，我们一定会有一种，按照是安尼耶，为什么是这样的？
So for something that we're not familiar with, when we come in contact with it, we always are shocked and start to reflect exactly what is being reflected upon us.
那么这个是很自然的事情。
And this is certainly something that's very natural.
那我希望你不会是只来一两次。
I hope you're not going to be here for just once or twice.
我希望你继续的这个来，让我们有机会更全面的来向你的来介绍这个内容。
I hope you continue to come and join us and help allow us to help share this with you in more full detail.
那今年我们要用马太福音。
And this year we're using the book of Matthew.
所以我们今天看的这一段呢，是关于耶稣诞生。
And this passage we're looking at today is about the birth of Christ.
耶稣诞生的事我们已经非常熟悉，因为我们有圣诞节。
Just the events surrounding the birth of Christ we're very familiar with because we have Christmas.
但是如果我们要详细仔细的去了解到底是怎么一回事，
But if we actually look at this in detail,
那这里呢，就是2000年前的那个第一个圣诞的事情。
And this is about what happened 2,000 years ago.
2,000 years.
3,000 years ago was the first Christmas.
2,000
years ago was the first Christmas.
The first Christmas. 所以他到底讲什么？
What exactly did he say?
那我要把这段经文分两大部分。
And I want to split this into two big parts.
好，第一部分就是前面这个这个第十这几节十就是十八到二十一节二十节。
The first section is from verse 18 through 20.
就是我发现的那两句话。
And it's something that the pastor has underlined.
就是说这个耶稣呢，他是怎么来的。
And how this Jesus came about.
这里说他是从圣灵怀了孕。
And here it says he came through the Holy Spirit.
然后下面另外一节呢，说是从圣灵而来的。
And the second underlined portion is from the Holy Spirit.
我们 对于耶稣的这个诞生的事，是不是说你相信，你相信就相信，我不相信，我没有办法相信，就没办法相信。
So is this an event where whether you believe or you just do not believe, and that's kind of it?
我今天早上我希望做一点点事情来针对这样的一个情形。
I hope to do something to actually focus on this specifically this morning.
我希望说我能够有一点点走过你那一边。
I'd like to come over closer to your side.
而不是说这个东西你信你就信，不信了就不信。
So this is not something that's binary, whether you believe or you do not believe.
没办法说的。
It's not something that can be talked about, discussed.
是，可能真的是没有完全办法说清楚。
I mean, perhaps this is something that we cannot talk about in detail.
但是呢，我们根据有的这个资料，我们可以去了解。
But based on the information that we have, we can try to understand.
到底耶稣诞生这样的一件事情
，so the just surrounding the birth of Christ，
我们用一句很 technical 的说，是道成肉身 incarnation 哈，什么来的
？So what exactly is incarnation？
那今天对我们21世纪的人
，so for someone who is living in the 21st century，
我们有一个习惯
，we have some of a habit，
我们想要知道东西是怎么样来的。
We always want to know exactly how things come about.
How things come about, 对，是怎么样来的？因为呢，我们现在每天我们所有的事情，人家都会告诉我们说是这样这样，第一步、第二步、第三步。
Because we are used to being told exactly how the steps that things kind of arrive and come to us.
尤其是当我们有了这个科学的这个能力
，particularly when we have some scientific knowledge.
我们真的是去了解跟去解释每一个现象是怎么样。
So we are able to or try to explain exactly how different signs come about.
但是来到这件事呢，我们就没办法了。
But when it comes to this, we actually are unable to do so.
因为它没有办法在实验室里面重复。
Because it cannot be replicated in a lab.
所以它就没有办法去观察它的这个过程。
So we actually cannot observe the process with which this came about.
那么我们就觉得说，既然不能够解释，那算了，相信就有就有，我不信就不信。
Since we actually can't explain this, therefore it's somewhat of a binary event, whether we believe or we don't believe.
但是其实在我们的生活里面，不是全部东西都这样的。
But I guess even in our lives, things are not always this way.
就讲在法庭里面审案判事情。
So even in the court of law, when it comes to cases where the judgments are being made,
法官怎么样判呢？
How do judges make this decision?
主控官被跟这个辩护官他们之间怎么处理呢
？How do the prosecution and the defense actually how do they deal with us?
它不是完全呢都是科学的一种那个过程跟步骤。
So the process itself is not scientific entirely.
因为那个发生的谋杀案没有办法再重复啊。
Because they can't replicate what took place in the murder.
所以但是呢还是要针对那个事情做判断。
But we actually have to focus on that matter and try to make a decision.
所以呢，觉得这个还是有的处理的。
So this can be dealt with.
那么我们看下一张 slide。这里面呢，你就发现到没有那一个 how， 只有 what and why。
So I guess in this passage we could tell that there is no how, it's just the what and the why.
是说他说了什么
？So he what exactly did he say？
然后他。又说为什么要这样
？And he said, "Why does so?"
但是他没有讲呢，是怎么样
？But he did not say how this came about.
我们再看下一章，他没有提供你详细的那个过程。
There's no description of how.
什么叫做从圣灵来的
？Now, what does it mean to come from the Holy Spirit?
什么叫做说圣灵使他怀孕的
？What does it mean to say that she conceived through the Holy Spirit?
到底是这个化学作用，还是物理作用，还是什么作用？
But what, so how exactly did this process take place?
没有讲。
There's no description of how.
不过他有讲了事情的结果，他有这个见证。
But there is the description of a witnessed event of what exactly happened.
见证就是透过玛利亚跟约瑟。
And this is through the witnesses of Mary and Joseph.
玛利亚真的怀孕。
Mary was indeed pregnant.
然后约瑟知道不是跟他没有关系。
And Joseph knew that had nothing to do with him.
所以他还是有 sense 的啦。
I guess he was kind of aware that he had no part to play.
我不要以为以前的人有宗教是因为他们无知，他们害怕，所以他们就这样相信有宗教，不是啦。
So he actually had some basis. He had some scientific background.
本来约瑟还要把那个婚姻说取消了。
And Joseph was thinking about actually just canceling the marriage.
但是另外神跟他说你把他娶过来
But God told them to take Mary as his wife.
玛利亚怀孕是上帝的缘故。
And Mary became pregnant because through God.
哦，那你看到这个的时候，如果你有读一些希腊的神话故事的话。
I guess when you actually in the context of some of the Greek mythical stories.
对，你知道 Hercules 的父亲是谁吗？
Do you know who is the father of Hercules?
他的妈妈是谁吗？
Who his mother is?
希腊的神话里面跟希腊很多的伟人里面，他的父亲或者妈妈，其中一个是神，另外一个是人。
So in a lot of those mythical stories, it's typically demigod, part god and part man.
哦，这样基督教因为当时也是在希腊文化，大概他们也就借用了这一种呢，来做一个这样的故事啦。
So back then, in the days of the Greeks, I guess we can actually try to extrapolate that to what we are looking at.
这个就是你在网上你看到那一些呢，对基督教很不友善的呢，就是这样替你解释东西。
So I think from what we can see online, this is people who are typically anti-Christian. Who actually would try to extrapolate from this?
但是是这样子吗？
But is this exactly the way it kind of took place?
我想只有你再进一步说，到底他为什么要讲这样的事情？
But when we actually look deeper as to why he is talking about this,
他到底为什么要说玛利亚有这样的事情发生？
So why did Matthew say that this happened to Mary?
还有他自己是怎么讲的？
And how did he describe this?
他是说是从圣灵来的。
He said it's from the Holy Spirit.
然后是上帝的这个透过灵跟上帝的话和造成的。
It's through the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God that that made this happen.
那么这样的一个做法，过去有没有发生过呢？
Has this happened before in the past?
下一章，就是神的话跟神的灵出现了一种创造性的一种的作为 ，a creative act of God by the Spirit and the Word of God.所以这个玛利亚呢，这个肉这个叫做婴孩就这样子出现，这个是圣经本身讲这件事情是这样子的。
And this is how the Bible described this event.
那么它有没有呢 consistent 的过去的这样的一个事情呢？
And has this been has this taken place or in the past?
有。
It has.
如果你仔细的读圣经的话，
If you look at, study the Bible in detail,
其实从创世纪一直到马拉基书，尤其是在旧约，
particularly in the Old Testament from Genesis to the book of Malachi,
你会知道什么叫做神的话跟神的灵呢产生事情。
And actually, I think you come to appreciate exactly what it means by the Word of God and the Spirit of God actually making things happen.
我们的创世纪第一章，我举个例子，下一章。
So we can look at the book of Genesis chapter 1 as an example.
你注意看这简单的三节的经文。
Look at the first three verses.
第三节的神说要有光就有了光。
Verse 3 says, And God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
这里神说。
And here God just said.
好，那么说，那么之前是什么情形呢？
And what was the situation before he said?
第二节说，地是空虚混沌，烟面黑暗。黑暗，然后神的灵运行在水面。
In verse 2 it says, The earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
那么这个所谓创造，创造不是指无中生有啊。
This process of creation, it's not about just
something come from nothing.
Coming out of something with nothing.
在创世纪不是讲 something come from nothing, 是 something come from something. What things? 就是空虚、混沌、黑暗。在这样的一个情形呢，上帝的灵、上帝的话 act upon it， 说要有光就有光。所以在玛利亚，上帝说，这个在路加那边就是这样讲，神的大能要复辟在你身上 ，act upon you， 你就怀孕生子。
So in the book of Luke, the Spirit of God act upon you, and Mary became pregnant.
所以以前这个神是这样子的，现在呢？在玛利亚身上也再一次呢，再来做这个创造性的作为。
So God has been consistent. He was this way in the past, and he acted the same way on Mary.
那么，更在犹太人过去两千年的历史里面
，in Jewish history over the last 2,000 years，
在他们的这个经验里面
，and particularly in their experience，
他们常常经验到说，神的话跟神的灵在我们当中就产生事情。
And they remember that the word of God and the spirit of God actually make things happen.
那 今天我们看的这一件耶稣诞生的事
Today we look at the birth of Christ.
是犹太人的事情、哦、
It's an event affecting the Jews.
让我们先注意，这个是2000年前的一群的犹太人在当一个家庭发生的事情。
This happened to a family, a Jewish family, 2000 years ago.
然后这他们的神，他们一路来相信的神，跟这个女子说，你要怀孕生子。
And this is a God they've been interacting with over the last 2000 years, telling this woman that she will be pregnant.
那么他不是要说这个是一个很奇怪的事。
He's not saying that this is something that is very odd.
你发现到说，经文没有把我们的注意力放在这个很奇怪的过程。
You can notice that the Bible, the scripture did not make us focus on how weird this event might seem to be.
我们今天比较会被很特别的那个过程吸引，因为我们很习惯这样的方式。
I think these days we tend to be more attracted by things that are obscure or weird.
刚好他不是要吸引你在这里。
But he is not trying to put our attention there.
他要是我们去说这样的事情发生了。
He wants to tell us that this thing happened.
什么事？
What thing?
跟为什么
？And why?
看下一章。所以他就说，他要做什么呢？你要生一个儿子做什么呢
？So why is she going to give birth to the son, and what is he going to do?
他说要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
That he will save his people from their sins.
另外呢，就是这样的事情叫做呢，上帝跟人同在，以马内利。
And this is also about God with us.
或者讲的更加正确一点呢，是。上帝跟犹太人同在。
And to put it more accurately, that God is with the Jewish people.
然后他说自己的百姓。
And his people.
谁是谁的百姓
？So who is whose people?
犹太人是上帝的百姓。
The Jews are God's people.
然后呢，这样一个孩子诞生呢，是要把犹太人呢，他本来属于他的，从罪恶里救出来。
That Jesus is born to save the Jews from their sins.
所以这样的一个事情，不管它你觉得多神奇，多了很难想象也好。
So whether you find this event hard to believe,
因为那个过程你没办法了解。
Because we actually cannot understand exactly how the process took place.
但是呢，这个没办法的了解的过程，不能够否定这个事情本身讲说是什么跟为什么。
But the fact that we cannot understand the process does not change the fact that this happened and why it happened.
你还是要把那个分量同样的 equal weight 放在 what 跟 why.
And you have to actually focus equally on both the what and the why.
我们今天我们的一个问题是，当那个 how 那个怎么样不能够的时候，我没有兴趣了。
So I think these days we have an issue of once we don't know how it happens, we are no longer interested in that matter.
我们每一个时代的人都会受我们的时代的一些的影响的。
I think every generation is shaped by things specific to that generation.
但是如果说我们也跨出一步，再去习惯那个事情，圣经本身自己怎么讲的话。
But if you take the extra step and trying to understand exactly how the Bible is describing this.
所以这边他讲到说，我要把我自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Here it talks about his saving his people from their sins.
然后我要重新跟犹太人同在。
That he wants to reunite with the Jews.
哦，讲到这样的时候，我们知道原来这个事情背后有一个很长的故事。
That we understand that there's actually a story behind this.
下一章，这个事情背后有一个很长的故事，犹太人的故事。还有犹太人跟上帝之间的恩恩怨怨。
That there's a story behind this event, the stories of the Jews and certainly the I guess the old scores between the Jews and God over time.
而这个整个内容也是福音来的。
And this whole content is also the gospel.
所以首先我们先要把这个事情到底是什么先看清楚先。
So let's get what this is straight.
所以它不是基督教。的开始。
This is not the beginning of Christianity.
耶稣不是基督教的创办人。
Jesus was not the founder of the Christianity.
或者是基督教的教主。
He is not the Pope of Christianity.
他的整个出现是跟本来的犹太人就整个信仰有关系的。
That his appearance or his has got to do with the belief of the Jews from the beginning.
是从那边一直连贯下来的。
And it's actually carried on through from the past.
就是。后来这样的一个事情，原来也跟非犹太人有关系。
But this turned out to also affect the Gentiles as well.
那个圈子就得拉大了。
And it enlarges the entire circle.
但是本来他是先跟这一个很特别的这一个背景跟这个过去有关系的。
But this is more to do with initially with the background of the Jews.
是犹太人所熟悉的他们的上帝跟他们之间的事。
And it's the God that the Jews are familiar with and the histories with them.
那么怎么样讲说？是要把他们从罪里面带出来呢。
What does it mean to say that is to save them from their sins?
怎么讲说是神跟他们同在呢。
What it means to say that God is with them?
我们看下一张 slide。那么有左边跟右边，让我呢这个时候用一点时间给大家慢慢的来这个解释一下。以色列民怎么样能够从罪恶中脱离出来。
So how do the Israelites actually could they escape from their sins?
其实你也是觉得很奇怪，这什么事情啊？
So you might find it strange. What exactly is this?
什么有一个神来到，然后是要所谓什么脱离罪恶？
So this God came among the people and trying to help people escape from their sins.
到底现在这当时的时候的以色列人什么罪恶？
So what exactly what sins did the Israelites at the time actually have?
可以有两个角度。
There are two angles to this.
一个是当时他们是被这个罗马帝国统治。
And back then they were being ruled, they were ruled under by the Romans.
然后这一个政权呢是敌对上帝的。
And this Roman rule is actually against God.
那么他们有很多价值观也跟上帝不符合的。
And certainly they have a lot of values that are inconsistent with God.
他们当然呢也不会让他统治的百姓呢很自由的呢去敬拜。这个犹太人本来的上帝。
And certainly they would not allow the Jews whom they are ruling under to worship God freely.
所以当犹太人要按上帝好好的活的时候，也不能够活。
So certainly when the Jews are trying to live by God's laws, they could not do so easily.
一些是他们自己本身也不懂得要好好的按上帝活。
And certainly the Israelites did not know to want to live by the laws carefully.
所以当然他们活出来的生活样式呢，就是呢向上帝犯罪。
So certainly the lives that they led back then were against God.
所以要把他们从罪救出来。
So to save them from their sins.
除非每一个犹太人心里面重新把上帝当作他们的王。
So unless each and every single Jew treats God as their king in their hearts.
然后他们每一天真的是以主为王，然后呢来过生活。
They live each day of their life with God as their king.
但是他们现在有一个，他们有两个王，至少一个就是罗马皇。
So now they have two kings. One is the Roman.
一个就是那个分封王希律，哦，也是统治他们。
There's another Herod, who also was ruling over them as well.
这个是由罗马派去管他们的。
And someone that was sent by the Romans to rule over them.
这些都不是顺从上帝的。
And they both are not, do not obey God.
所以当时的犹太人在这种情况底下没有办法真的是向着神来活。
So the Israelites back then could not obey or live by God's laws easily.
那么当然他们自己本身过去的那一个记录呢，他们也是不遵守神。
So certainly, but if you look at their track record as well, they have not been obeying God.
那么他们一开始呢，就是上帝的子民的。
So they started off as God's people from the beginning.
所以这个更早的时候已经是了。
And they also so from the very early beginning.
但是他们却呢是违背神的。
But they disobeyed God.
那么上帝怎么样跟他们同在呢？
So how does God stay with them?
在整个旧约里面。
So in the Old Testament.
这个是上帝自己表达的。
And this is what God has said.
当他表达他要跟百姓同在的时候。
So when God has says that he wants to be with his people.
他用建筑物用圣殿。
He used temples.
之前他用那个会幕
tabernacle. He used tabernacles before that.
然后用这个呢，让以色列人感觉到我跟你们同在。
It's a sign to show the Israelites that he is with them.
另外呢，他也用圣灵的充满。
And he used the Holy Spirit.
啊，那么让他们知道神在他们当中，尤其是神的灵在先知身上啊。
And to let the Israelites know that he is with them, or particularly through the prophets.
那还有一个呢？就是一个神跟每一个人的那一种关系。
And another aspect to this is the relationship of God with every single person.
让每一个人知道说，我什么时候我都是在上帝面前的。
That let everyone know that we are always before God.
这样的叫做我与你同在。
And this is what is meant by with you.
但是在 当时的时候，这些全部都破坏了，都不能够完满的出现。
But in those days, this could not be fully completed.
其实这样的情形也是我们的情况。
So this situation actually quite similar to ours today.
虽然犹太人是认识上帝，是属于上帝。
So even though the Jews know God and belong to God.
但是他们却没有在这种最好的状况。
But they were not in the optimal conditions.
反而他们活在一种跟我们呢不认识上帝、跟没有上帝的那种状况。
So they're similar to the times we are where we do not know God and do not live under God.
神要改变这个情形。
God wants to change this.
他要使人脱离罪。
He wants to save people from their sins.
他要使人能够有他的生命跟他在一起。
That he wants people to be able to live their lives with him.
因为这使到他们的生活，使到他们的这个生命呢，使到他们的存活呢，可以有一种很不一样的一个表现跟一样的感受跟体会。
So this allows their lives to be lived differently and to have a different form and expression.
上帝要再把这个带回来。
God wants to bring this back to them.
这个叫福音。
And this is the gospel.
使到人能够回到一种很不一样的。一种的这个很好的一种的生命生活状况。
This allows men to come back to a much better way of living.
但是你说神怎么样做到呢
？So, but you say how does God bring this about?
他就说我就让一个婴孩这样出现。
So I'll let this child appear.
然后呢还要借玛利亚的肚子。
And I have to make use of Mary's womb.
所以最早借肚子生孩子的呢，不是现在的sign是上帝。First case.
So I guess the first case of surrogacy took place with God and not in modern days.
还有那个 cloning 是吧？无性繁殖。哪一块来 clone 另外一个
？Oh, the cloning.
也是上帝做的，因为亚当的骨弄出夏娃出来。
And the same with cloning, I guess, when Eve was taken from Adam. 所以
science 没有什么好骄傲的，上帝早就做了。
So God did a lot of this before science kind of figured it out today.
也让人有这个能力可以去做这样的事情。
It allowed men to be able to do this.
所以 ，OK， 我们再回到这里，你看到说，他有讲清楚说是什么事跟又为了什么。
And here we talk about again the whats and the whys.
但是在这里呢，你就碰到现在你会碰到一个很麻烦的事了。
Now we come to something that's more troublesome.
不，以后你习惯了呢，你圣经越读呢就越明白了。
Yeah, but as you read the Bible more, you begin.
什么事呢？上帝每一次呢，就好像我讲到这样，从这边忽然跳到一个很远的地方，然后不懂怎么拎啊。
So
就像我讲到这样。
So similar to the pastor's sermon, when you read the
Bible, 难道不是吗？他说，这样生一个孩子，然后呢，要这个使到百姓从罪里面脱离，然后我跟你同在。这个跟怎么样呢？怎么样 link 啊
？So how do you link the concepts between a child being born, saving the people from their sins, and God being with them?
那你读完，你就要读马太福音，一直要读下去。Narrative, the plot is coming， 告诉你这个，然后后面 resolution 是什么？有没有啊？从此他们两个人过着幸福的生活，有没有这样啊
？So if you keep reading the book of Matthew, is this something that actually leads to a happy ending?
Okay, 我们看马太福音最后一章最后两节是什么
？Okay, let's look at the book of Matthew, the last chapter, the last two verses.
很有意思的，为什么会是出现这样的这个经文？那个我们很熟悉的基督，我们教会常说是大使命哈。就是二十八章这个尤其是十八节，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
Chapter 28, verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
那这一句话，你回到古代他们的当时的那环境，就是说 ，I'm the king now.
So if you put it in that context back then, it means Jesus is the king.
我还是天地的王了。
And he's the king of the heaven and the earth.
所以呢，我的百姓呢，是可以被我救出来的。
Therefore, I'm actually capable of saving my people.
怎么样呢？
How so?
只要他们愿意承认跟明白，我是他们的王，从此每天在心中把我当他们的王。
As long as they are willing to admit and live their life with me as their king daily,
他们就不再是受这个 罗马帝国的君王不再受希律王不再受世界的那一种价值观来左右他。
That they are no longer constrained by the Roman Empire, by Herod's, or by the values of today.
你会跟着登山宝训的八福，你会跟着主耶稣里面的这个教导这样去活。
That you are able to live your life according to Jesus' teachings.
但是呢，你发现到说，耶稣是怎么样做成这样的王呢
？But how does Jesus become a king?
啊，一个 carpenter 怎么样变成上帝的儿子，然后做王
？So how does a carpenter become a king?
你再读了，你会很惊讶。
And you'd be surprised as you read on.
Obama 是怎么样成为美国总统的
？How did Obama become the president of the United States?
你回想六年前。
Now, if you think back, six years ago.
陈水扁是怎么样成为台湾的总统的
？How did Marginio became?
陈水扁。
Six years ago, 陈水扁 became a president of Taiwan.
他是一个很普通的一个没有背景的一个台湾的人。也成为炒到最高，一个黑人在美国成为总统。
So, Chen Shui-bian was someone who has no background who became the president of Taiwan, and so was Obama.
他们需要做怎么样的事情
？What exactly did they have to do？
使到自己才能够到这样高的地位。
That they were able to elevate themselves to this high position.
然后你再看耶稣在做什么事情
？And now you look at what Jesus was doing.
他最后竟然成为这么高。
That he was able to become king.
他跟人的完全相反。
And he was entirely opposite of what man was doing.
他不是去 campaigning， 他也不是去召集人，他也不是吸引更多的人拥戴他为王。
He did not do what a man was doing, gathering people, campaigning, and trying to get followers.
相反的，他是被弃绝，他是被侮辱，他是被这个不当一回事。
And he was abused, and he was actually regarded as a nobody.
这样的一个过程。
And this process.
但是后来他还是王。
He was king at the end.
今天让我们重新来想他。
So when we reflect upon this again today,
他真的是会是我们的主吗
？Will he be our Lord and our God?
他真的是能够帮助我们从罪恶里出来吗
？Can he really save us from our sins?
你就要看他的一生。
Then you have to look at his entire life.
他怎么样胜过罪恶
？How did he prevail over sins?
他怎么样放下自己
？How did he let himself go?
所以他是先做成的。
And he was able to accomplish this first.
他不是提一个理想号召我们来跟他的。
It was not something that he gave you an idea and get people to rally behind.
几年前奥巴马讲说 ，We have to change. 今天呢 ，people change him.
So
there's no change.
When he was campaigning, Obama was campaigning for change, and he was not successful.
耶稣是来放下他自己。
And God, Jesus was here to let himself go.
你重新看他这个人。
If you look at him,
看他走过的每一个脚步
and look at it, what he has done from every perspective,
是不是他重新真的可以成为以色列人的主
He could actually be the king for the Israelites again.
这整个事情呢就在这里面
And this is what is captured here.
从现在一直到受难节
And then from here until
这个 Easter,
Easter.
我们就看到一个很不同的另外一种生命的样式
And we see another mode of living.
那么他真的是为我们再找回、更拿回我们所失去、所失落、所不能够做到的。
He will help us to capture or recapture what we have lost.
而他是需要走过这样一段路。
But this is what he had to go through.
所以他也从婴孩做起。
And he started off as an infant.
所以去跟你的这个。已经开始能够听得懂话的婴孩讲一讲，耶稣跟陈也是做过婴孩。
So if you, yeah, I guess we can actually have conversations on infants who understand that Jesus was once an infant.
耶稣做过青少年人。
Jesus was once a teen.
你有的 frustration， 我相信他也有的。
Jesus felt all the frustrations we have felt in our lives.
请你不要跟我讲说不，他是神，我是人不一样。
Please don't tell me that because he's God and I'm not and therefore we're different.
你讲这句话的时候，你要证明你这句话是有理由的。
You have to be able to prove that what you had said makes sense.
还是你只是提一个 perspective 而已。
Or is something that just from your own perspective that makes sense.
希伯来书也好，保罗书信也好，都一直讲说他跟我们完全一样，唯一不一样就是没有犯罪。
That from the epistles we've all understood that the only thing that he's different from us is he committed no sin.
所以他会有那个 temptation， 他会有那一个挣扎。
And he has the struggles, he has the temptations as we do.
他真的可以陪我们走一生。
That he was able to accompany us through our whole life.
他真的是可以成为我们的朋友，成为我们生命旅途当中的最好的一个这个导师、伴侣跟一个走在一起的。
And he's able to be our friend and our guide through our lives.
上帝没有用更简单的方式。
God did not use something that's more simplistic.
我们常常向上帝提议说，为什么他不要这样？为什么他不要这样？为什么他不要那样？那么不是解决了咯？
Then we always think, why couldn't God just do this or that and get this whole thing resolved?
那些很可能都对，或者是怎么样
？But perhaps those are all valid viewpoints.
但是事实是，上帝告诉我们说
，But the fact is that God has told us.
我们人，我们真的是很不简单的。
That we are actually quite complicated humans.
God take us seriously. 他真的很认真对待我们。他没有用脚这样。我们撒养我们的狗的时候是这样，他就感觉到我主人很爱我了。
That God indeed cares for us and takes us seriously.
他是整个命给了我们，跟我们一样，然后说是这样的。
He gives up his life to live his life as us.
所以这个是事情的开始。
This is the beginning of the event.
我们会感到有一个希望。
That we could feel that there's hope.
我们现在是年底了。
And this is we're closing on to a year end.
我们也希望明年有一个好的开始。
That we hope that there's a good beginning to the new year.
可以你看过去，哎呀，过去这几个月不大好，考试不好，什么都不好。
We could perhaps look back and say the last few months have not been good.
让耶稣诞生在你里面。
That let Jesus come back to you.
有一个新的生命要启动的，还有一个新的一个可能。
That let Jesus drive you and give you a new engine of growth.
新的一年还是有一个盼望的。
And there's hope for the new year.
这个是真的。
And this is real.
这个不是一个主义，不是只是一个理论。
And this is not a concept or just an argument or theory.
它道道地地活出来的。
And he's something that he actually lived and fleshed.
所以我们可以在这个节日里面，我们庆贺，我们带着盼望，我们呢，这个带着一个新的一个可能。
So we could actually celebrate this season with hope for the new year.
感谢上帝。
Thank God.
真的是给我们这样好的一个福音。
That thank God for giving us this good gospel.
希望我们每个人的心接受主耶稣基督诞生。
That hope each and every one of our hearts accept Christ's birth.
然后在新的一年里面，跟着这个生命一起来成长。
That we can grow together with this life.
我们一起祷告。主，我们感谢你。需要你做的方法跟方式，有时候真的是不是我们所想象的，也有时候不是我们习惯我们所能够了解的。但是事实是，你做，你也说了，你也解释了，你也印证了。我们向你感谢，感谢你如此对着我们。这本来你可以不管我们，我们也无法，也奈你何。但是你还是这样的痴心的对着我们，要把我们重新带回一个又新又活的一种生命。我们把2014年向你感谢，不论是成功，不论是失败，不论是欠缺，2015年又是一个新的，正如我主耶稣基督诞生在我们身上，愿这样圣婴孩与我们生命一起成长，将我们在新的一年尊主你为王，真的是脱离罪恶，并且与你同在。我们向你感恩，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们以感恩的心来奉献。